Ukrainian dance instructor Nathan Fitch recently rounded up a few Ukrainian dancers from the Okanagan region of BC and took them to the Vigarville Pissinka Festival, where they blew everyone's socks off. They won a bunch of medals and return home pumped on Ukrainian dance and anxious to start the new season in fall. Nathan is currently working with the Ukrainian Dance Association of Alberta over the summer, and he'll return in the fall to Kamloops to attend university and teach Ukrainian dance. He joins me now by Skype to tell us about the excitement in Vegreville for him and the dancers, and give us a sneak peek at what's in store for the Ukrainian dance scene in BC. So thanks so much for joining us, Nathan.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself. You're a dancer, an instructor now?
Yeah, I've danced all my life since 4 years old in the Edmonton dance scene, all primarily Ukrainian dance with some ballet in there. Mm-hmm. And and I moved out to, and I started teaching at about 18 years old in rural Alberta. And then when I came out for university, I just had to keep teaching.
And you went to university in Kamloops. That's your chosen
Correct.
Destination. Ah, okay. Well, Alberta's loss is BC's gain. So, wait, you came out when? A year ago or 2 years ago?
In September, last September.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you've been very busy then since you've been in BC.
Yeah. I started working right away.
And so what gave you the idea to enter a bunch of kids that danced together, perhaps hadn't danced together, and take them off to Vegreville to this big competition?
Well, one thing that Alberta has in Ukrainian dance is we have a lot of buzz, and there's a good community, and people see Ukrainian dance quite a lot, so it continues this feeling. In BC, we don't get out as much, and kids kind of look at it as a recreational thing they do once a week, and don't treat it as seriously as I'm used to. Mm-hmm. And so taking them to Vegreville gives them the opportunity to see and experience all kinds of Ukrainian things, you know, just the Ukrainian spirit, because in Vegreville it's really there. And the dance level is taken much more seriously, and they got to see that, and they got to be involved in that. And it made them feel really good that they were in that community.
Great. So who were these kids, and how did they do?
Well, they're 7 dancers from Vernon and 1 dancer from Kamloops that comes each week to dance. And they're all girls, and they're from the ages of 13 to 15. And they did excellent. They stayed on par with all the Alberta groups.
Oh.
We got 2 golds and one of the highest marks of the festival.
Oh, congratulations.
And then we did a bunch of other stuff. We attended some workshops and did a cultural showcase where we were the only dance group, and it was a really good opportunity to just show the big mecca of Ukrainian dance in Alberta that we're alive in BC. You know, that we're here, and we've got some awesome stuff to show you.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, you're great ambassadors for BC over there in Vegreville. So, and I know that it was a great celebration at the Pissinka Festival.
Yeah, and it helped. That's my stomping ground. So my connections made it a little easier for the group to get some extra things, and hopefully we'll continue doing that, because it was really good for the girls in it. In a weekend, they progressed in ways that you can't just teach them.
What do you mean?
Well, just seeing all these thousands of other people take uh-huh. Ukrainian dance and Ukrainian culture so seriously. In BC, we don't have thousands of people that do it like they do in Vegreville.
Right.
And it was really cool. Like, they were so pumped after. They were telling me how cool it was to be Ukrainian, and you know, how they just love wearing red boots and all these silly things. But that's what it's all about. It's all about those little bits of passion. Like, mm-hmm. I can't explain to you why I care so much about this dance. But it envelops me. And that's what I try to do with my kids, especially when they're in the high school age.
Right, right.
Because if they move away, I want them to continue to dance.
Yeah, well, we all do, because it's a mm-hmm. fabulous form of entertainment. And I think it's catching on in popularity in the mainstream as well.
Thanks to So You Think You Can Dance.
Yes, exactly. Jeff Mortensen did a very good promotion for the Ukrainian community. Tell us a little bit about that, and you met him there too. Or you know him.
Yeah.
You danced with him, right?
I know him very well. I grew up with him. He danced in the same schools as us. He's a few years younger than me. So as everyone probably knows, he was on the third, a finalist on So You Think You Can Dance. And he was primarily a Ukrainian dancer his whole life. And then he took contemporary when he was a young adult. And this was his thank you. So he came and did workshops. He brought two other girls from the show, and they did three workshops a day for ages 6 to 8, and there are three different age groups. And they did contemporary and ballet and modern and some different forms that we're not totally used to, but it was an excellent, the kids loved it. He was super genuine, and I think this was his way of thanking the community for supporting him. And I think, and that was really cool too. You know, in minutes on that show, he promoted Ukrainian dance to the nation.
Yeah, yeah.
And he continued to do it.
Mm-hmm. And then bringing the other forms to the Vegreville Pesenka kind of just marries it all, and I'm sure there will be a lot of spillover both ways.
Hopefully. That's the goal. I'm a very traditional Ukrainian dancer. I can't do any contemporary stuff, so I would have looked ridiculous in those workshops. But it was really good for the kids, and they really, and I hope the festival, Vegreville Pesenka Festival, kind of took on a lull,
mm-hmm.
and now it's coming back up. It was an awesome festival this year.
Oh, that's.
And he was a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. So you're right now you're just doing work with the Alberta Dance Association in Alberta, but you will be coming back to BC in the fall. And
right.
So what do you have in store?
Well, so I am a full-time student, so I will be busy with that, of course. And I'm working with the Vernon Zirka Ukrainian dancers. I teach there twice a week as I'm the new artistic director of the school. I'll also be working with the Delina School in Kelowna, doing choreography and working with them. And I should be working with Prince George Yelenka dancers as well. And I do some work with the other Vernon School and the Kamloops Pocatillo School, hopefully.
Oh, wow. That's, for a full-time student, that's a lot of extracurricular.
Well, yeah, it's part of it.
Sure. Now, just for the benefit of people listening who are not familiar with the geography in BC, Prince George is not, I mean, Vernon is not too far from Kelowna, but Prince George is a bit of a hike. Will you be working there as well as part of your working group?
Our artistic director from the last 9 years in Vernon has just moved to Prince George. So she is the new instructor there.
So you have a connection. Good.
And that's what we're trying to do. Hopefully this year in Vernon, there's two Ukrainian dance schools in Vernon, which most people don't know.
Mm.
And we're hopefully going to do a Zabava together in the fall this year. We're trying to connect these groups more. We're trying to do some stuff together. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Right.
And so, we're going to try to make these relationships and continue them and make a stronger Ukrainian dance scene in the Okanagan. And then hopefully one day that would be an awesome opportunity. I'd like to teach everywhere.
Good for you. Well, this is really exciting. To me, it's very exciting, and I think probably...
Well, I'm glad you're excited, and I'm very excited, too.
Yes, this is great. We excitement is always a great thing to have, and it's when it's going to make change, and it's going to make things a lot more fun, I think, for the young people in the area. And, out here on the West Coast, we know that there's a thriving community in the Okanagan, but we don't really have
mm-hmm.
much connection with them. So, you'll come on to Nash Holis a little bit more frequently, hopefully, and keep us updated as to what's going on. Let us know when that Zabava is going on and any other interesting stuff.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I absolutely will.
Okay.
And we'll come out to the West Coast. Well, we have to make that connection, too.
Ah, Chudova, that's a great idea. Okay, so... Super. Well, it's wonderful to make this connection with you, Nathan. Thanks so much for coming on and telling us about all this exciting work that you're doing. Wonderful energy. Thank you for that. And looking forward to great things happening in Ukrainian dance in the Okanagan and BC.
Super. Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. So we'll be talking to you again soon.